Morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What do you have, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. You just saw their ad. That seemed quick, Tanner. That didn't seem as long as it normally is.
I think you're just getting used to it.
Yeah, it is a weird pause that we got to wait for it. But big shout out to Noral, Keith, Fad, Nimmer. All the boys and girls at Noral, thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. Now, as you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
For sure. So, first of all, thank you so much, Elliot and Tanner, for having me on the show. Yeah, man. It's awesome. And so my name is Jack Provincial. I'm born and raised in Fort McMurray. So my family's actually been here for about 45 years.
Okay.
Mom came from Newfoundland when she was two, and my dad came from Ontario. We kind of live out in Anzac, but, you know, still in the RMWB.
Yeah.
Born and raised, so.
That is a cool last name, man.
Yeah, it's actually French, so it's actually Provençal.
Okay.
But I say provincial because it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's totally legit. Both are good. I like that. I've never heard either one of those last names before. Very nice last name. So if you're born and raised here, where did you go to school?
I went to school in Anzac. So
okay.
Yeah, Bill Woodward School. So I was a second graduating class from that high school.
All right.
So it was exciting. You know, really loved Anzac.
Yeah.
Still live out there. Actually, just recently bought a place out there. So
nice.
Trying to set some of my own roots out there. And it's
beautiful.
Great.
And then the water is so close to it.
Yeah, it's like maybe a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, you know. Really nice. I know I have a nice little sports car that I like to drive in the summer. A convertible, and I love driving out to Anzac and just like driving around. Everybody thinks I'm weird when I pull in because nobody drives out there for fun,
yeah,
basically. So when you're out there, people are like, who the heck is this guy driving in this car? I'm like, hey, it's just a beautiful drive out here.
Yeah.
Later, honk and then drive out. Oh, that's really cool. I don't know if I know anybody who's grown up in Anzac and like got schooled out there. Like you said, you're the second
graduating class. So
yeah.
We only had up to grade 7, I want to say, until we transferred into the Bill Woodward School, which is the high school. So now you can,
yeah.
We used to always have to get bused in.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So it was really convenient to have a school out there.
Yeah. And what was the size of your school? Like the graduating class, I guess, roughly.
Oh, graduating class, maybe 9 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really unique, man.
Yeah, it was really nice, you know, one-on-one help and stuff like that. And then I went to university in Halifax, and the class sizes were like, you know, in the hundreds.
That's right.
It was a big jump.
What university did you go to?
St. Mary's University.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you pick St. Mary's and Novus, like Halifax?
Yeah. I know.
What was your thought process there?
I think that I wanted to try a different place.
Okay.
Right? Just seeing. And St. Mary's had a really good business school.
Okay.
And I kind of was drawn to it.
Right.
And I've always heard good things about Halifax.
Yeah. Halifax is awesome.
It's one of my favorite cities in Canada that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
So did that. Then I actually came back to Alberta, finished my university at McEwen.
Okay.
So did the remaining 3 years there. And
yeah.
It was awesome.
That's sweet, man. I went to Grant McEwen, but it wasn't a university when I went there. It was just a college.
Yeah.
And so now, like, me and a few guys that went there say, like, hey, can we get our diplomas to say, and, like, our certificates to say, like, university?
Mm.
Yeah. Kind of weasel our way
in
that system.
Did it work?
Yeah. No, we haven't. I could care less about the paper.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, an ongoing, like, I wonder if they would give it to you. And I would assume the answer is, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about coveralls.
Yeah, so coverall, uniform, linen, and mats. Local establishment. I'm the third generation.
Where are you guys located? You're like up in Taganova, right?
Yeah. Taganova in the eco-industrial park.
Yeah.
One of the first businesses to actually move up there about 10 years ago. We started off as D Laundromat, which you might it's still around. It's on right by Mark's Work Warehouse there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a coin laundromat.
Yeah, next to where the dollar store is, right? Behind the dollar store.
You're 100% correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we actually used to rent out that whole plaza where the dollar store is, where, you know, there's a couple other companies there.
Bike shop, new feed bar, all that stuff.
Exactly. So we rented out that space, kind of outgrew it over time, built our own building in Taganova, and yeah, it's been great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people in Fort McMurray obviously wear coveralls, but there is... Even myself.
Yeah, some of them wear janitorial coveralls. Yeah.
I get a lot of heat from Tanner and my close friends and family. I actually recently made some custom coveralls for myself.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways.
As a fashion piece, not a work clothing
piece.
That's right.
That's right. I just want to fit in with everybody else in Fort McMurray.
I get it.
Yeah, so anyways, but people wear the coveralls a lot in Fort McMurray, but there's a whole component of the cleaning aspect of it, which that's... what you guys do, a component of what you do, which to me is fascinating in regards to, I used to work out at Syncrude as a summer student, and the whole thought process of like dropping the coveralls and then having them come back, it just kind of messed up my mind and I couldn't understand why. Mm-hmm. And then an older gentleman started explaining to me about, oh, Nomex and safety and everything else. And can you go into that a little bit? Because I think that's a component of like, Fort McMurray and working out at the plant sites that people just totally take for granted. But it's a very important component of what they do every day, of what they wear.
Necessary.
Yeah.
You know, so we do both. So we actually manufacture as well our own garments.
Okay.
We received a patent on our garment design. It's called Armor Ready.
Okay.
So it's like a safety garment. So kind of history was we were laundering a lot of the garments.
Right.
And
garment laundering?
Garment laundering, yeah. And we kept on hearing feedback from the end users.
Mm-hmm.
My knees and the strap-on knee pads that are provided, they pull your leg hair. They're super uncomfortable.
Totally.
And coveralls don't fit everyone.
Hence why you got to get them custom-made.
Exactly. Like the low-hanging crotches and everything.
That's right.
So what we've done is we actually have pad, like armor, that goes into your coveralls for your knees, your elbows, and your tailbone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So how that originated was you look at like low-impact lost time claims for companies.
Mm-hmm.
Stress points are the knees, elbows, lower back, tailbone.
Genius.
So we did that, and then we have interior belt loops that you can run any standard belt through to adjust the waist, so you can make a coverall fit everyone, you know?
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Who in the family thought of this?
It was me and my dad. Well, I got to give most credit to my dad.
Okay.
You know, but we kind of, you know, started developing it 6 years ago, I would say.
Yeah.
Received a patent about 3 years ago and been running with it and been able to, you know, it was always our dream to sell coveralls also outside of Fort McMurray.
No doubt. And I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. So we're in the Texas market. We're in the North Dakota market. We're across Canada for supply at least.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was an awesome turning point for us, manufacturing our own garments.
That is fascinating. Talk about like taking... the industry that you're in and tweaking it, like adapting. That's genius. What a great idea, guys. Wow. Yeah. I love that. And that, like, I think you really have identified a lot of the pinch points to a coverall just to like make it better for the end user.
Well, that's the key, making it better for the people that actually wear it.
Yeah.
You know, and let's say your job requires you to wear a suit and a tie. You couldn't wear one that was, you know, way too big or anything like that, you know.
That's right.
And in Fort McMurray, people are in coveralls way more than they're in probably any other apparel.
100%.
You know?
So 100%.
That's how it started there. And then, of course, we do the cleaning.
Yeah.
So, you know, largest industrial laundry facility in the RMWB.
Mm-hmm.
Love to show you a tour. I think people have a misconception of, you know, it's just washer and dryer, but a lot more than that. It's a fully automated system.
Mm.
Processing about 6 million pounds of garments a year currently. It's super exciting.
Nice. Hey, listen, we do on location. So if you ever want to have me and Tanner come and film in your spot, we are more than happy to bring the cameras and film there and interview all of your staff. So, but listen, Tanner just gave me the nod that he is ready with his segment called the Max City Minute. But before we get into the segment, this is brought to you by MIB Moving, Inc. Big shout out to MIB. They moved us into our new location, and they did it super quick, super professional. So if you're looking for movers in Fort Mac, MIB, give them a shout, boys and girls. Tanner, hit them with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is your favorite part of living in the rural parts of Wood Buffalo?
I would say the space. You know, every house is about an acre in size, maybe bigger. And I really enjoy the outdoors. So I would say that, and of course the lake is a good bonus.
Yeah, no doubt.
Question number two. What is the most surprising service that Coverall offers?
Reusable booties. So, you know, a lot of booties go into the landfill. Mm-hmm. So we actually try to put them into like a reusable, where we actually clean them. So we reduce the landfill waste.
Very cool.
Question number three. What is the thing you missed the most when you left Wood Buffalo?
The people. I know, like, you know, Halifax is great. Fantastic city. Edmonton's great. I think the people of Fort McMurray make it what it is.
Yep.
Question number four. What is your favorite part of working with so many local businesses within Wood Buffalo?
Yeah, I'd go back to the people. I think there's so many good local businesses here, and we get to service their entrance mats, and it's not just all on site. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of our business is done here in the city of Fort McMurray, so dealing with the people and the businesses and everything is great.
And your final question, what is the most memorable place you've eaten in your time growing up in Fort McMurray?
Wow, that's a tough one. I would say Wood Buffalo Brewing Company at the time. It's called Wood Buffalo Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. I'm a big craft beer fan.
Okay.
So now it's called 57 North.
That's correct.
Still great.
Yep.
I'd say I really like that we have a brewery. Yeah. Fort McMurray.
And those have been your five questions.
I remember when they first opened, that place was like so slammed and unique in regards to all the woodwork that they have there. It was done like original. They hired one of my buddies was one of the carpenters that helped build that whole place and lay all the woodwork down. So
yeah,
it's a pretty unique environment. Now, growing up in Anzac, how often did you come into Fort McMurray to utilize the services here?
A lot.
Yeah.
So I played football throughout since I was 10.
Right.
Football wasn't really offered in Anzac, so I'd have to commute. So,
okay.
You know, shout out to my parents for
yeah
driving me probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay.
From Anzac to either Thickwood. I played for Merck for a bit, and then I also played for Comp.
Okay.
So I would say, probably 5 times a week.
I didn't know Comp had a football team.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They did have a football team. So that was the team I played on during high school.
Okay.
So it was great.
That would have been a bad team to play with, man.
Or a good team. Everybody loves the Raiders.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't mean bad in a bad way. I mean, like, I would be terrified to play Comp as a football team.
Yeah, we didn't win a whole bunch of games, but people were pretty sore after they played
yeah,
us.
Yeah, no doubt.
It wasn't about winning. Yeah. It was about proving yourself.
That's the truth.
That's hilarious. So yeah. When I grew up in Fort McMurray, it was pretty small. There wasn't a lot to do, per se. Like, I loved it here. I wouldn't choose anywhere else to grow up. But growing up in Anzac, there would have been even less to do as far as amenities. So what does a kid do out in Anzac to pass the time and just, like, have a childhood, basically?
Yeah, in my opinion, that's where the childhood, you know, experiences come from.
Right.
I mean, it's not going maybe to the mall every day or anything like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, you can quad or dirt bike or go into the bush.
That's right.
You know, felt really safe. You could walk around and,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have parks and sidewalks now. We have a beautiful rec center.
Yeah.
You know, that's... you know, awesome to have in the community.
That's right.
So, lots of outdoor stuff.
Yeah. And were there a lot of kids out in Anzac, like, to hang out and play with, like, in your age group? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, there was quite a few. Like, I still have friends that I still communicate with now.
Right.
Like I said, my graduating class, I think, was around 9.
Right.
But, yeah, you get really close with the people around you.
That's it. And I feel I have to assume you and Tanner, well, I know you guys are much younger than me. So Fort McMurray, when I was growing up, was a small-knit community. I'm still close with the guys that, like, I grew up with, which I think is the coolest thing ever, that you can be like, yeah, I met you when I was literally born, and I still communicate with you now. Like, that's something that a lot of cities, towns, globally, provincially, can't say.
No.
Can't say, because I find a lot of people move, too. It's amazing how many people stay in Fort McMurray or Anzac or the greater Wood Buffalo area. Like yourself and myself, you might go away to get some post-secondary, but then...
come back.
You end up coming back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with your organization, Ballpark, because I never would expect anybody to know the real answer to this, but how many employees do you have working in your operation?
We have about 72, 74, something in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do you manage a workforce of that size?
It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's, well, you've got to start off with the team that really does it, you know.
Right.
I'm, you know, the president of Coverall, but there's managers or general managers, different departments that pull it all together.
Yeah.
You know, help us drive that ship.
And as far as getting new clients, like I've known who your company is since I was a little kid, came into the workforce. Like, it's a known brand. But that being said, you're not known to everybody, and there are competitors. So, like, what kind of separates you from other companies that offer the same services?
Yeah. Well, I'd say, the manufacturing piece, with Armoretti being a patented product, on the supply side, that's been, you know, great. As for the cleaning, because our equipment is fairly large and industrial, our turnaround time is really what helps us.
Right.
You know, we could grab a, you know, say 3,000 coveralls on Monday and have them back to you by Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really where the differentiation was.
Yeah. I think it's a big thing. For people that don't know, like, what you guys do is so labor intensive and so tricky to coordinate. I work for an organization and they try to bring the coverall cleaning in-house.
Yeah. Yeah.
To say it was a nightmare is an understatement. From looking for the right equipment and then having the power work properly to then getting an employee who wants to do it, but no, it's not one employee. You have to have, like,
cross shift.
And then, okay, fine, great. But now you have to design and implement a system to collect, get the coveralls in, and then to return. And then you can't give me Tanner's coveralls. Like, it was a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine the processes that you guys have developed to put into place to do this for numerous sites, numerous companies across this community. Like,
yeah,
my hat goes off to you guys. Yeah. There's no doubt there, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we got about 350 customers.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of a balancing act, but you know, you get the right processes in place, right people in place. And, you know, it goes, you know, I guess every plan's as good as, you know, you kind of make it and develop it. And we've had a long time to think about how we do things and change it over the years.
Right.
You know, constantly adapting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a fun business to be in. There Very go, dynamic.
Man. Very cool.
You know, and you talk about cleaning coveralls in-house. Some things that people don't think about is the chemicals.
That's right.
Right? Some people are there, they'll put, you know, Tide or bounce sheets even in the drying, and those FR coveralls, it's a science. So you want to make sure that you're using the right chemicals.
That's right. Especially because, like, they're not just regular coveralls, they're safety. There's Nomex. There's things in there that you have to preserve.
There is.
It's like, yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things. I'm kind of simple in regards to, there's certain things that kind of, like, blow my mind. And working in Fort McMurray, especially spending the amount of time, which wasn't a huge amount, but out at site, I would see things. And coveralls, although some people might think, hey, they're just coveralls, like, no, there's, like, so much to this.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, so really cool. For everybody at home, I didn't know he was coming today, by the way. Like, it was a complete surprise. So thank you for coming. And, like, yeah, so my awe in what you do is completely legitimate. So I'm glad that we had some time to sit down and chat about it. And I'd love for you to come back again. But Tanner just hit me with his watch, so that means we're at the end of our 20 minutes. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Just shout out to the people of Fort McMurray, of course, for the ongoing support. And, you know, of course, for, you know, my family for really supporting me, my dad, Pat, and my grandpa, Don, who started De Laundromat. So it was a great journey.
There we go. Awesome, man. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout-outs to our sponsors, Noral Toyota, as well as MIB Moving. We really appreciate your ongoing support. For everybody else at home, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.